This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with a lot of assistance tonight from Corey Earlham. We've had a couple more nominations for our Living National Treasures. This one's rather nice. You've had some fabulous treasures on your program tonight. My vote goes out to all the average mums and dads who suffer through and support their children through the taunting and bullying those children are exposed to based on the bigotry and narrow-mindedness of the parents of the children they engage with at early childhood services and schools. That's from Philippa. And I nominate Matthew Mitchum, says the other one. I think I could go along
you
with
up
Matthew
further
Mitchum
past
too.
Two yet, Doug?
And someone else has also said for Tim Wilson, but not for another 10 years.
Oh, come on. Tim doesn't have to be that old to be a National Living Treasure.
I don't know if I'd like to be nominated as a National Living Treasure. But it feels like you're being turned into a scheduled monument or something. You know,
I'd be happy that it's still living and it's a treasure.
One of the stately homos of Australia, yes. Anyway, coming up now and joining us on the line, we have the new CEO of Beyond Blue. And Kate Carnell is a formidable operator, a former chief minister of the ACT, a longtime board member of Beyond Blue, and she's now stepped up to the lead role, and she joins us now. Kate, good evening.
Good evening, Doug.
Well, how does it feel to be in the top job?
Well, I'm not quite there yet. I start at the end of March, but obviously once you've announced these things, you know, I'm in transition, one would say.
Yeah. Now, unlike your predecessor, you've had many years' experience in dealing with Mr. Kennett, so can we safely say there are not going to be any major blow-ups there this time?
Oh, I know Jeff well with various hats on, so I am confident that Jeff and I can work well together. I'm also really confident I can work with the fantastic staff we've got at Beyond Blue, because I know them well, and I think... Well, those people who have had anything to do with them would know they are very special people.
Now, it's in the past, Beyond Blue has come in for a lot of criticism for not being as proactive on GLBTIQ issues as they might have been. Like the AFL, really, of having to have been almost bullied into acknowledging and doing something for our community. Hopefully that's going to be different now you're taking the reins.
Well, I think it's already different. And I think a number of your listeners will be aware that Beyond Blue is putting together a GLBTI campaign. And I can give you some breaking news tonight. What we've done is we've gone out to our online community and asked them for input into what the GLBTI campaign should look like. We've also got, of course, our GLBTI roundtable as well. So we're asking people what should be in that campaign and what are the must-haves. And the sort of feedback that we've had and what we've called it, you know, is the In My Shoes. It's the In My Shoes, you know, online community. And what they've come back to us and told us, stuff that won't be a big surprise to you or many of your listeners, but they've given us a whole lot of very good feedback about how early experiences of discrimination, attitudes, behaviours within families can often be internalised, that the impact on overall well-being, identity formation and so on is complex and is long-term. Now, you know, no big surprises there, but it's important for that to be part of what we do. There's been lots of feedback about workplaces, about both experiences of discrimination, but also the fear of discrimination, leading people to feel conflicted about openly being themselves, often choose employment in places, not necessarily the places they want to be in, but places they think they'll be maybe safer in. Look, there's a whole range of these, Doug, and we're taking them very, very seriously.
Ms. Carnell, it's Corey here.
Oh, Corey, sorry.
No, you're right. Look, I think that's great, but what kind of put shivers through my spine as you spoke just then was pictures of another youth-focused campaign targeting early intervention when people are developing their sexuality, etc. Can you just reassure the listeners, it's going to be more than just a youth campaign, isn't it?
Oh, look, absolutely. This is broad-based. We understand totally that people from the GLBTI community are more likely to be subject to discrimination in our community, and we are absolutely aware that discrimination and has an impact on mental health issues.
So is your campaign targeting the GLBTI community about how to deal with their mental health, or is your campaign targeting the mainstream community about don't do it because you're a bunch of...
It's not the mainstream. It's all right.
So you won't be doing a mainstream campaign?
Look, at this moment, what we're doing is we're talking to the GLBTI community, our online community, our roundtable, to talk about what the community itself actually wants.
So it's still on the table, because I know it's been talked about quite a bit. It's been on, it's been off, it's been on.
No, it's on.
It's on?
It's on,
okay,
and
cool.
We're talking about it.
And it will include over 65s.
Sorry?
It will include over 65s.
We are talking to the community,
okay,
and asking them what should be in it so that Beyond Blue can do what we're there to do, and that's to reduce the stigma around depression and anxiety, to improve the mental health of the community generally.
Okay, Kate, sorry to break in on you there, but, I mean, there's been an awful lot of talk about an awful lot of things, and you're still talking. In the past, about the only thing that's come out of it have been things like press releases and wristbands and fridge magnets and shopping bags and I don't know what else. What actual concrete programs would you be putting on the ground? What would you be financing to actually directly tackle homophobia in society, which is the root cause of this depression?
What we're doing is speaking to the GLBTI community, both online and our roundtable community.
Do we have time frames?
To ask them what that needs to be.
Right.
And I think what would be really wrong is for me, I haven't even started in the job yet, to be online and say, and this is what we're going to do.
No. And we're not suggesting that, Kate. I think we're just interested. Perhaps we had expected by now some of those answers would be wrapped up. I know In My Shoes closed over 3 months ago now, I think it's been. They've been talking about with this reference group over 15 months now. We were told it would be sometime early 2012 after it got pushed back from a late 2011. So we're just trying to understand, when do you think this will come out?
I can't give you a date yet, but
okay,
I can promise you that we've got the foot on the accelerator. We understand that people are a little bit sick of waiting, but we also want to make sure that what we do put on the table is in line with the expectations of the community generally. Now, look, we can never do... at Beyond Blue, we can't be all things to all people. We can't do everything everyone wants, but I believe strongly, I wouldn't be stepping into this role if I didn't believe we can really make a difference. I think Beyond Blue has already made a difference.
And Kate, your ability to stay on message, I think you're going to be great in this role. And the roles that you've had previously, I think you're going to be great on this role. I have a quick, slightly off-topic question, and it can be on notice for next time you come back on this fabulous program, if you like. Beyond Blue spends millions and millions of dollars on research, some of it on GLBT, others of it on mainstream.
Yep.
My question to you is, what is Beyond Blue going to do to play a national leadership role in encouraging both the people who take its funds and other people who dish out philanthropic funds for research to include a sexuality and gender identity question in their research, so that all of this research that we're paying for can actually identify the disparity between GLBT and mainstream population?
I think that's a really good idea, and it's something we'll take on board.
So talk about next time?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. I think that is a really positive idea on what we can,
We're good at that.
Can do to really make a difference. So thank you very much.
Now, one last question. Are you a Joy member?
Look, I'm not, but I'd love to be. So
we'll send you the forms. We'll send you the forms.
Thank you very much. Part of my job, of course, is we'll be moving down to Melbourne, so I'll be able to really listen, which will be great.
Yeah, well, you can find details about how to become a member, as can anyone else, on the website, joy.org.au, or you can give us a call, 1-300-569-949, and there may be an operator somewhere around to take your call. thank you very much for your time
tonight. I really look forward to working with you with you guys and to becoming a member and, you know, making a difference together.
And we look forward to it too. Thank you very much, Kate Carnell.
Thank you very much.
That's the new CEO of Beyond Blue there. Someone here thinks we're a little bit tough on her. Bloody hell, guys, give her a chance, says Brian from Footscray. She's not even in the job yet.
Oh,
well,
let's set
some ground rules.
You know, there's been a lot of time slippage, and I'm a marketing person background, and I understand you've got to get projects right. I understand that's the reason, but, you know, I'd like to see some commitment and make it happen.
Okay. You will. I'm sure you will.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.